Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos. Yerushalmi Megillah daf Tes. Yerushalmi Megillah daf Tes, and we are on Ches Mabes as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Megillah, and we're talking about Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. That's what we're the best Mishnah we were talking about. We got into the Ein Bains, the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. What happens? We discussed in the days of old when they made an Adar Sheni after they already had Purim. Maybe that's the only issue, according to some Rishonim. We have the Sheet, the Machlokas, the Rush, and the Rambam. We just had at the end of the Shir, and again, the Shulchan Aruch quoted both opinions. If Adar, they already decided to have an Adar Sheni before Adar Rishon, is there Purim Katan? The Rush says no. If you already know that it's not going to be Purim at all, then you're not going to have, there's no such special status of Purim Katan. And the Rambam Paskin, no, there's no Chilukim. It always has some inherent status. Okay, so we got into some of those halachas. But again, that's a big topic. Will the real Adar please stand up? And the language of yesterday's daf was very fascinating. The Adar Rishon Tosefes, Adar Hasheni Tosefes. Right, which one is the Tosefes? And there are other sugyas which you don't always know which is the real. Even if you want to say, like we said, the end of the shiur last time. Even if you want to say that Adar, you're right, Adar Rishon is Adar, and Adar Sheni is Adar Sheni, that doesn't mean that the first Adar is the real Adar. That just might just mean a practical measure of writing shtaros. It comes up in Hilchos Nedarim as well. Each source has to be analyzed for what it is. Okay, so Taman Taninan, we are about six lines up on Chesam Beis. Taman Taninan, Eimin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Ala Kriyas Magila Matanos Lavyonim. So the Mishnah said, right, the difference between Adar Rishon Adar Sheni is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lavyonim, and maybe the other Mitzvah Sayom, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Av Shimu Ashkalim V'Kelayim Yish B'neihem. Shua Ben Levi says, wait a minute, remember the first Mishnah Misach Ashkalim. That's also differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Shimua Shkalim, that Bezin announces a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Usually that's Rosh Chodesh Adar, right? There's only one of them. That you gotta bring your Shkalim because the karbanos for the new year have to be brought based on, the money that was for the new year, the Machzor Shekel, the Shkalim that was sent in for this month. So they announced it. So that they only do Adar Sheni. You're not gonna announce Adar Rishon, which is 2 months before. It's too early. That's what Gemara is going to say. So that also is the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. You only do that by Adar Sheni. And Kilayim, Bezdin announces that, you know, it's the end of the winter and things might have gotten overgrown and you got to go out and make sure your fields don't have Kilay Zroim that are interspersed and mixed up. And if you don't, Bezdin is going to go out and make sure that it's not fully grown. So also, they're only going to do that the later Adar. Because after all, that's one of the reasons why they would even add on another Adar, because make sure things are growing and it's up to the proper stage of development. If it's too early, then you're not going to see its Kelayim. Bez is not going to be able to see its Kelayim and rip it out. So again, it has to be the later time. That is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kilay Zerum, we spoke a lot about in Maseches Kelayim, just to remind us of one source, Sabach Ronim, I read it from the Torah Zerum, or Parmanshek, he notes that there is substantial evidence in the world of Kilay Zra'im, right? Unlike, we know there are different types of Kilayim. There's the five types of Kilayim. Two types of Kilay Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. Kilay Begadim, what we call Shatnez, that's three. And then Kilay HaKerem and Kilay Zra'im. So Kilay HaKerem has specific distances that one has to have. How far do you have to be from a vine? How far do you have to be from a vineyard, right? The Avodas HaKerem. But Avoda Kilay Zra'im is less clear exactly what the Shi'irim are. Right? We have Mishnayis in Kilayim that if I have a field, one field that's right next to it, abuts the next field, but one of them it's a corner, it's a diagonal, and one of them is a square, meaning the fields aren't right next to each other, parallel to each other, but one of them, the corner of it, right, Rosh Tur. Can I get Rosh Tur, as it's called? One of them has just a corner that's touching the fields. That's okay. Even though it's very close. It's very close to each other. You have one quarter of one field that's touching the other field. So why would that be mutter? So explains the Kilay Zra'im. This could be that the definition of Kilay Zra'im is Marasayin. Does it look like it's growing together? Marasayin usually we think is like a Didrabanan. You can't look bad, like the Psukim, and Imsachain, Visech, Altobe, Adam, the pasuk in, I think in Matos, Ve'isa Nikiyah Me'Hashem Me'Yisrael by the Reuven and Gad. But this is inherently the din of Kila Yisram could be, does it look to growing together? So then that's going to be Asa Daraisa. If it doesn't look like it's growing together, it's going to be mutter. Ela ikar taima, says the Torah Zerah. Ikar taima da haidinahu. Alpi madde mavur bahar me makomos be mesechazu. De ikar yisod dina de kilai zroim talui be marisa ayin. Hainu. Kol zriya sheish bo erbuvya lafi marisa ayin. Asura mishim kilai zroim. Avalim ein ba erbuvya az lo chayshinan klau mashi yokim zemizeh. Even though there's joint nourishing under the ground, not a problem. Does it look like, again, this is not kilai hakerem. But Kilai Zroim has this. And that's what he says. He quotes the first, the Mishnah, the second paragraph of Kilayim. Haya Rosh Torchitim Nichmas Bishal Zroim Mutter, Bereshu Nire Kisof Sadehu. Right? Or Vecheta Paragimel. Notei Adam Kishas Vadalas, Lotu Gumachas. I planted two different vegetables in one hole, one ditch. As long as the leaves of one is going out, and the leaves of the other one are going out. So it looks like it's separate. That's okay. Hari Lahedya says the Torah Zroim. Da'af Shiish Kan Tarovis Hayenika. That both are the same hole. Afilu achimuter, kivat she'in kan erbuvya. V'chein kol shara achakos hashriyas b'sechazu, hakol hu mishum erbuvya. And he says, it's a Rashi and it's a Rambam. It's a Rashi in Shabbos. And it's a Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says, v'shmar elu ha'ikarim. Guard and remember these ikarim. V'hu, shekilayim. Interesting, the Rambam says this sometimes in the Pirush Mishnayos. Make sure you remember this. It's much more colloquial, we might say, than the Mishnah Torah. It's a lot formal in every word. But here, as the Rabbi, I remember, says in Chulin Daf Kuf, he says, remember this, this is Yesod Gadol, and in the Pirush Mishnah Isaac Kri says, I'm going to tell you a Nekuda Nifla, right? So sometimes the Rambam is more encouragement than make sure you remember this. So here too, Vishmar Elohe Ikarim Hu Shokalayim Asarabo Elo Lamaris Ayin, Laficha Kashiyira Tzemach HaAcher Muvdal Hu Mutter, Vafilu Shu Samachlo, even if it's close, and he writes that in a few places, then the Rosh, and he quotes the Rashi also, in Masechah Shabbos. Okay, that's a little about the Kilai Zroim, which again is announced on the first day of Adar, the Adar that's close to Pesach, right, the Adar Sheni. So that's where Rabbi Juben Levi adds, that not only the Purim Halachas, but also Shimua Shkalim and Kilayim. We had Shimua Shkalim, we had Shkalim before in this Masechta. Where did we have Shkalim before in this Masechta? We had that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that recently that Haman was going to be shokel and pay to try to massacre the Jews. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim shiklehem lishkalav. So that's why he commanded the master shekel before Haman's story. Rabbi Chalba, Rav Chuna, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chia, Rabba. So some achronim take out this line because it really doesn't belong here. We had it earlier, but we'll read it because it's here. HaKol yotze barbaas hashuz v'kriyasa. We had that earlier, that even a tesvav person, somebody who lives in a krach, could be yotzei the Megillah on Yudalad, bidi evet. But now we go back to the previous line. I'm Rabbi Yosef, v'yos. Rabbi Yosef says, v'yos, it's true what Rishu ben Levi said, that Shimua Shkalim and Kilayim are only done the second Adar. Why? Why do we announce Shkalim? Is it only because the Bnei Yisrael should bring their Shkalim in the proper time? Meaning within the next month, you gotta bring your Shkalim. Im Omer at Ba'adar HaRishon, Ad Kadun, if you say an Adar Rishon so far earlier, Is Bishata Shisin Yomin. People say there's 60 days. Meaning if you tell people something too early, they're just not gonna do it. They're not gonna do it. If you tell them you got a month, okay, I'll do it now. I have a month. If I say I have 2 months, okay, I'll do it. I'll procrastinate. There's no need. You can't announce things too early or else it's not going to be effective. Right? And that's what the Pnei Moshe says on the fourth medium line. Va'al yedei kach yis'atzlu milahavi. Sheyomru adayin yesh lanu zman harbe. They'll say I have plenty of time. O sheyishkechu. Or they'll want to do it, but they'll forget. V'nipsa sheyavo lidei ichur zman hakavua. Therefore, somebody too early, the Torah tells us, is too far in advance. Klum, and also the same thing. Klum amr yotzen alef et kilayim lo kadesh yutzvachim nikarim. And another reason why do you announce kilayim? Only because you assume that the growths have taken place now. People could see that it's overgrown and they'll rip it out. And if they don't, bezin will come and they'll see it and they'll rip it out. But if they were ma'abr the shana, so obviously things haven't been growing yet. And it hasn't been grown fully. So im omer at ba'adar rishon at kadun inu tekikin, right? If you do say in other rishon, they're going to be small. Dakik, we've had that word before, right? It's going to be small, and therefore it's not going to be effective to announce it then. Good. I think it was the Apta Rav that said those two halachos in the first Mishnah in Shkalim. You announce about Machzor HaShekel and you announce about Kilayim. He says, Al Derech Drush. He says, we believe in Achdus. We believe in Achdus. We have to try to make sure that we get together with each other and stay together. And that's the message of Machzor HaShekel. We're only half, right? We're connected with each other. But there are some borders, like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos. You have to know who you hang out with. So, Ala Kilayim also. Got to make sure we have Achdus, but, you know, it's not Kilayim. We should probably be err on the side of too much Achdus. That's what I say. Kilayim, but that's not what the Apta Rav said. That was just a Hosafa. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Halacha Vav, Mishnah Hey. Ein Bein. Now we're in the Ein Beins, right? We have the first Ein Bein. Ein Bein, Adar Risha, Adar Shadi. Now we have the rest of the Perek, which has other Ein Beins. We get to talk about a lot of different topics. Ein Bein, Yantif, El Shabbos, Elo Ochal Nefesh Bilvad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yantif is you could cook on Shabbos, on Yantif. You can't cook on Shabbos. Ochal nefesh bilvad. The Gemara is going to talk about, there seems to be many other differences between Shabbos and Yantif. We had this also earlier, a couple of Masechtos ago, but that's what the Mishnah says here, ochal nefesh. Ochal nefesh, that heter, we know could be understood in various different ways. The Rishonim have three approaches to the heter of ochal nefesh. We discussed at length in Masechtos Beitza. Right? The two popular approaches are hutra dechuya. Those are the sugyas that come up in other contexts. The Gemara only has it by Tumah. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. When we say you're allowed to cook on Yantif, is that because there's an Isser to cook, but we allow you to push off the Isser. It's like within the world of Malacha, but, you know, the Torah says you really need to cook on Yantif, so you're allowed to cook. And that's why it might be that if you're cooking from Yantif to weekday, it still might be an Isser D'Araisa. But it's not that all cooking. It's Dechuya, right? That's what we might say, cooking on Yantif, Ochal Nefesh. Or we might say hutra. No. When the Torah says ochal nefesh is mutter, the isser disappears. It disappears. There was maybe some conceptual isser, but it's not dechuya. It's not pushed aside. It's hutra. It disappears. There is no such isser. Right? The Ran has both of those approaches in Beitza on Daf Tes in the Daf Arifa. Tes Mabez. So the Ran discusses. He compares the heter of ochal nefesh on Yantif and the heter of cooking pikuach nefesh or doing malacha on Shabbos for a chola. And he compares those two. So he says, why could there's a difference, the Ran notes there, based on the Gemara Beitza, regarding ribui b'shi'urin. Ribui b'shi'urin, right? Once I'm allowed to do something, am I allowed to make larger the quantity. I have to cook for a chola, I have to cook a steak for a chola on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh. Can I throw in two more steaks? It's all one pot. So I'm just going to throw in some more. So I'll have some leftovers. Am I allowed to do that? Ribui b'shiurin. What about on ochal nefesh on yantif? So that's the chilik that the Ran is talking about. We're just going to read the end of it. Lefira nirali bara devadai ribui shiura b'shabes midaraisa mitzar v'yafilu hachi lo dami ribui b'shiura b'yantif leribui b'shiura b'shabes. Don't compare these cases. Shashabes dechuya hi etzal chola v'lo hutra. The one Shabbos is dechuya pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to do the iser. You're allowed to do the iser. Laficha kol sho ha'ikar malacha aser af tosafto kamohu umitzer midaraisa. There will be a limit on the amount. Aval biyantif sheochal nefesh hutarba dafilu efshar me erev yantif shari kol shu marbe ala ikar ubavachi he betorach echad tosefes kamohu. The Ran says done on yantif ochal nefesh on yantif is hutra, unlike pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, which is dechuya. Which is dechuya. So that's the Ran. And when we quote this, we like to quote the Ramban, the great grand Rebbe of the Ran, who says that no, it's even more than hutra. If I say you're allowed to cook on Tuesday, does that mean, oh, there's an issur to cook on Tuesday, but the Torah is matirit? No, there's no issur to cook on Tuesday because it's Tuesday. It's not yantif. That's not just hutra. That's not just there's an issur and it became mutter. It was eino bichlal ha'issur klal. Right? It was never included in the issur. Right? For, you know what? A Yisrael is allowed to marry a Grusha. I need to learn that? No. A Yisrael can marry whoever he wants. Right? The Torah has a chiddush about a Kohen, but that's nothing to do with the Yisrael. It's not that the Torah matired the Isser of Grusha to a Yisrael. No, a Yisrael can marry a Grusha. And, by a Kohen, the Torah is Bechadish. So that's what the Ramban says in Parshas Emor. That's what Ochal Nefesh is. Because the Torah never assers cooking on Yantif. The Torah says you're not allowed to do Malachas Avoda. This is Malachas Hana'a. It's a different category of Malacha. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. Finish of the Ramban, you have to read the Psukim closely to catch this. He says, "V'lo yomar akasiv la'olam be'echad mikol shar yamim tovim shkol malacha v'lo yifarish bohem heter ochol nefesh ki kol malachas avoda yomar azeh." Some places says malachas avoda, some says malacha, but right when it says malacha, it says ochol nefesh is mutter. So both of those are the same idea. Okay, so that is three ways to understand heter of ochol nefesh. That's only on Yantav and on Shabbos, obviously. We continue. Ein bein Shabbos liyom kippurim. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Elish is Zezdona, but the other is Zezdona, be Ikares. The difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Shabbos, the Isser is Skila, right? It's Bidei Adam. Bezdin will kill somebody, and Yom Kippur is Kares. There are obviously many other differences to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. How about eating, right? How about the Inuyim? It means the difference in Onshim between Shabbos and Yom Kippur regarding the Onesh is Kares and Skila. Tani says the Brisa, right? The Pashtus of the Mishnah, the Pashas of the Mishnah is that what's mutter on Yantiv? Ochol Nefesh. But the Mishnah does not mention a word about Machshirei Ochol Nefesh. So it sounds like only Ochol Nefesh is mutter, but the preparatory stages are not. So Tani B'Shem Rebbe Yehuda, Machshirei Ochol Nefesh Yitiru, we have a Brisa. Rebbe Yehuda allows even the preparatory stages. My Bein Ayon. Again, you might remember this from an earlier Masechta. We had this back in Masechas Beitza. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Again, the Chachamim, we paskin. You're not allowed to do preparatory stages. Machshirin, only actual Ochol Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says even Machshirin. How far does Rabbi Yehuda go and what's the Machlokas about? Rav Chisda Amar, L'chadid Rosho Shal Shmud Beinayon. The Machlokas is to sharpen the point of a spit. Rabbi Yehuda, which is not actual Ochol Nefesh, but that's preparatory stages. That's what Rabbi Yehuda allows, and the Rabbanan Aser. That's an example of a Machshirei Ochol Nefesh that couldn't have been done before Yantif. Right? Because you're like using the spit and it gets dull, and you have to sharpen it. So, Rav Chisda holds, that's the Machlokas. By a Machshir that couldn't have been done beforehand, Rabbi Yehuda allows it, and the Chachamim Aser. But a Machshir that could have been done before Yantif, and Rabbi Yehuda would Aser. That's Rav Chisda. Rabbi Chanina, Bredi Rabbi Yevo, Amar, no, Lahotzi Eishmana Eitzim Beinayim. No, the Machlokas is about creating a fire. That's Machshirin that could have been done before Yantif. Even Rabbi Yehuda, right? I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda matters even that. Even a Machshirin that you could have done before Yantif, Rabbi Yehuda would allow, and that's what the Rabbanan Aser, but maybe Machshirin that couldn't have been done beforehand, the Rabbanan would even agree to that. So Machlokas, Rav Chisda, and Rabbi Chanina, how far does the Machlokas go? Tani, Rabbi Yehuda ben Parpazi, Devardalia, Rabbi Yehuda ben Parpazi of Devardalia said, "Hu adavar?" This is exactly correct. He made that comment, but we don't know what he was talking about. Mahu adavar? Which shita did he hear and said, "Oh, that's good." Lachadi rosho shol shbudu adavar, alohozi eishol avanimu adavar. What did he say is the correct shita? So we don't know, but we said, "Oh, but maybe we can learn it from the following brisa." Less lacha elakada. Maybe you'll learn it from the following, right? The Mishnah in Beitza. Ein mashkizin es asakin. One is not allowed to sharpen their knife on Yantif. Avomasiya, with a fancy sharpener. Avomasiya gabe chaverta. You can take two knives and scrape them against each other in order to sharpen them. That's the Mishnah. And Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda said about that, Rabbi Yehuda, that only reflects Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Because again, that's something that's EF Sharlasos beforehand, right? You're using the knife. And it gets dull in the middle of cutting things, so you'll have to sharpen it. And Rav Chisda says, that's Reb Yehuda, that's what he allows, right? Which is exactly what Rav Chisda set up above. The machlokes between them is even something that couldn't have been done beforehand. That's the only thing that Reb Yehuda allows, and the Rabbanan do not allow. That's the answer to the question. We take out the Dalid. Am Reb Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, and then according to one way to read the Gemara, he's like, no, Devar Yakol. No, maybe that Mishnah could even be according to everybody. Even the Rabbanan would allow you to scrape one knife onto each other. Why? Because that's not even a malacha, right? Right? Divya kolhi, k'di lavar shamnunis shaleh. It's like taking off some grease. You allowed to wipe off grease off a knife on Yantif? Yeah. So maybe sharpening one knife on the other is like wiping grease. So therefore, even the Rabbanan would agree to that Mishnah in Beitza. So there's no raya from there. No raya from there. Again, arguing on Rav Chisda's shot of that Gemara. There are other ways to read that line, but we'll leave that for now. Period. Kol Elu, the Mishnah in Beitza, interesting why the Gemara feels the need to quote the Mishnah in Beitza that says the following line when our Mishnah just said it. So that's unclear. Our Mishnah said, The difference between Shabbos and Yantif is Ochal Nefesh. So that's basically, the Mishnah is gonna, base is gonna reflect that, and then we're gonna ask questions. Kol Elu B'Yantif Eitz Rach Lomer B'Shabbos. The Mishnah there had a whole list of activities that are Asar on Yantif, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah says there, and obviously Shabbos, it's Asar as well, because the Isurim also apply. Fine. So Gemara says, Elain Inun, are these the only things that are different between Shabbos and Yantif? Right, that let's go back to our Mishnah, Ochal Nefesh, Va'islacha Charanin. There are many other differences between Shabbos and Yantif. Right, so why are you saying that only these Ochal Nefesh? Why that's the only one? For example, Skila b'Shabbos ain't Skila b'Yantif. Right, Skila. Right? We mentioned this by Yom Kippur, but what about Shabbos and Yantif? Shabbos has an Isser Misa. Yantif doesn't have an Isser Misa. Kares b'Shabbos and Kares b'Yantif. Kares has only applies by Shabbos, not by Yantif. Makas b'Yantif, and this is again the flip side. Makas b'Yantif and Makas b'Shabbos. Only for Yantif are you ever going to get Malkus. You're never going to get Malkus for Shabbos, right? As we know, even if there was a mistaken hasra'a, somebody goes over to somebody else and says, "You know what? If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're going to get Malkus." And he says, "I'm an askei nani yose. I'm doing it anyway, and I accept the asra." And he does it, and they come to Beis Din, he's gonna be punter, he's gonna be off the hook. Why? Because really, he should get Misa. He gave the wrong Hasra. They have Lav, Shenitan, Lazarus, Misa's Beis Din, Ein Lokan Alav. The rule is, if there's a possibility to get Misa here, so then you're not gonna get, Malkus. So, Malkus only comes up on Yantif, not on Shabbos. That's one question, that we have. It's an interesting one. There's a Tumim. I haven't mentioned this in a while. There's a Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, writes that we know all these lavim that you don't get malchus for. Lav she'nita l'asharis b'sas bezdin, lav she'in b'maisa, lav enita klasei, lav enita l'tashlumin, all the lavim that are not dumya delav de chasima. They're not similar to the lav of muzzling, because we know in Kiseitse, the lav of muzzling is put next to the source of malchus. So we say it has to be dumya delav de chasima in order to get Malkus. So all of these don't get Malkus. But one second, the Tumim asked a fascinating question. There's a rule. When is somebody Pasul La'edus? I want to have somebody to be an aide at a wedding. When are they a Pasul La'edus? Which people are not allowed to be an aide? So the Rambam has two rules. Number one, if you habitually do an Avera that's high of Malkus or worse, that's one Avera, that halachically is called a Rasha in the Torah. So somebody habitually wears shatnez, somebody habitually, and he knows it's awesome, he does it anyway. Right, somebody visually does an Isser Malkus, or maybe Shatnez is not the best example, might not be an Ishba Maisa, but okay, he's not kosher. So somebody who does a Chiyuv Malkus or worse, or the other option is a Rasha Duchamas, like monetary Averis, which don't get Malkus, but that's a separate category. So Rev the Tumim wonders, you know, what about all these Lavim? You don't get Malkus for it. Are you Pasul Eidus? You Pasul Eidus in all these things? So the Tumim assumes, by almost all of them, the reason that you don't get Malkus is a technicality. It's not because it's really inherently less severe of an Avera. So you can be Pasul Eidus anyway. Right? By a Lav Shinita Tarmisa's Bezdin. Just the opposite. It's even worse. Like our case. You'd be Chai Misa possibly. So you can be Pasul Eidus if you do that type of Avera. Or Lav Anita Glase. You did a terrible Avera. There's another way to fix it, but you did an Avera. All those are going to be Pasul Eidus. Except Lav Shein B'Maisa. That's the one that he allows. Not allowed. That's what he says. The fact that it's passive so shows that it's a lesser of an Avera, and therefore you're not going to be Pasul Eidus there. So that's his Chiddush, that there's a difference between the Ein Bo Malkuses by all of these Averas. Okay. So the Gemara says, there's other differences between Shabbos and Yantif. And the Gemara now says, Itamar, Bidram Sheish by Mochal Nefesh, Asinon Misni, if you want to say that the Mishnah only meant to talk about food issues. Right, the Mishnah is not getting into issues of onshin. So that's why the Mishnah says, the only difference between Shabbos and Yantif is Ochal Nefesh. So we didn't want to get into other issues. But the Gemara says, but there's plenty of other issues too. Vataninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Beitza, Mashchilin, Peiris, Derech, Haruba, V'Yantif, Avalo, B'Shabbos, if you have fruit that are drying on the roof, right, you're allowed to lower them through the skylight on Yantif, but not on Shabbos. It's too much Tircha. So again, you see a difference in Shabbos and Yantif. Meet even though it's a drabanan difference, but it's still a difference. And what about the following? They needed, in the days of old, it was considered you needed certain types of spices ground up for bris milah. And if you didn't have it, it was dangerous for the baby. So you're allowed to grind it up in the normal way on yantif. But you can't do it on Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to use a shinui. Amr Rabbi Yosef Ushamal. as long as the meal has been done already and you need it. If it's before the meal, you can't do it. Maybe something will happen. You won't do the meal. But once the meal is done, you're allowed to grind it up. So another difference between Shabbos and Yantif. The following, Tani, we learned also earlier in Shabbos, Modim Chacham Rabbi Meir, Bechosamo Shebakarka. There was a Machlokas Tanoim. Imagine you have a ditch, you have a water ditch in the ground, and you have a cover on the water ditch, and you have a rope that's fastened to hold the cover on. You're going to take the cover off. Sometimes you have to loosen it. Sometimes you have to cut it. So how are you allowed to deal with that rope that's cover, that's attached to a cover, that's covering a hole in the ground? So, Moda Chacham Rabbi Meir, Bechosama Shebekarka, the Chacham Rabbi Meir, both agree. If you have a rope that's covering the hole in the ground, Shemefakmakin, you could shake it, Umafkin, and you could unravel it, Umatirin, you could untie it, Vechokin, you could cut it. All of these are Isuri Durabanan. Because it's you're destroying, but you're destroying the knot in a destructive way. So anyway, it says Durabanam b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos there are limits what you're allowed to do. Mafakmakin, you could shake it to try to loosen it. Avalo mafkin, avalo matir, avalo chotchen, but you can't do any of the other because that's an issue of stira, of destroying something on Shabbos. Ubekalim, if it's not in the ground but it's just a kli, so then b'Shabbos mutter in tzarach lomar b'yantif. This is the sheet of ein binyan v'stira b'kalim, which we discussed. There's no issa daraisa of creating or destroying when it comes to kalim. Either way, what do you see from there? There are differences between Shabbos and Yantif. Nothing to do with the onshim. So the Gemara does not answer that question, but we just note that there are other differences between Shabbos and Yantif other than what the Mishnah had mentioned. Okay, no answer. Ein bein Shabbos liyom HaKippurim. Again, an answer could be, we mentioned the major difference, the Daraisa difference. All of these are Durabanan differences. So that could be an answer. Ein bein Shabbos liyom HaKippurim. What did Mishnah say? What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Elo shez zez dono b'dei adam v'zez dono b'ikaris. Shabbos is chayev mises bezdin, and Yom Kippur is chayev b'dei shamayim. But the Mishnah does not say anything about the following. Habetashlumin shneim shavim. What happens if at the same time that I do an Isser Shabbos or an Isser Yom Kippur, I do something that's Machayev Mimamon, right? I shoot an arrow from my yard into Rosh Hasharabim, and as it goes into Rosh Hasharabim and on Chayev the Isser of Hotzah, your shirt is hanging on a clothesline right at that border. So right when I'm Chayev Hotzah on Shabbos, I tear your shirt. So I'm Chayev Misa to Hashem and I'm Chayev Mamon to you. So that's the sugya of Kimle B'Durabinai. Do I have to pay the money if I'm Chayiv Misa at the same time? So that for sure is a din by Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. Does it apply by Kares? If I'm Chayiv Kares at the same time that I rip your shirt? So that's a major Machlokas Tanoim. So the Gemara says here, the fact that the Mishnah did not mention that as a difference, it must be that the Mishnah holds that it applies even by Kares. Both by Yom Kippur, which is Kares, and both by Shabbos, which is Misas Bezdin. Habat Tashlumin, Shnei Yashavin. It must be that Bagurani Tashlumin, regarding money, they're both equal. And Masisa Dirb Dechunya Ben Akana, the Mishnah is reflecting Rabbi Chunya Ben Akana Shita. He's the one that says it. Tetani Rabbi Chunya Ben Akana, Omer Yom Kippurim, Kishabbos, Betashlumin. Rabbi Chunya Ben Akana says, Kim Lebe Drama Minei applies to Chayvi Misas Bezdin, Shabbos, and applies to Kares, Yom Kippur. What's his source? Because number one was what he just said. You compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos. But there's another version. Rabbi Shimon Manasya Omer, Mechui ve'mis krisos ki mechui ve'mis es bezdin. Rabbi Manasya doesn't say compare Shabbos and Yom Kippur. He says you compare a more general, Mises bezdin to Karis. Manavamim b'neil, l'may nafkamina. They're both saying the same thing, that Kimle applies to Chiyiv Karis. What difference does it make if you say we compare Shabbos and Yantif, or we compare Mises bezdin to Karis? So, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Avuna, Nara Nida b'neihon. Ramana Omar af achos ishto benehon. No, these are differences. What are these cases? If somebody has a na'ara, somebody is ma'anis, a na'ara hamo, a na'ara, these ma'anis a na'ara, they have to pay. There's a knas in the Torah. But what if this na'ara is also usher to me mishum karis, meaning she's a nida, or she's my wife's sister, achos isha. So both of those are chayev karis, but both of those are temporary isurim. Right? Nida finishes every month. Achos Ishto is the only one of the Arayas that could change based on death. Right? If a man's wife dies, he could then marry his wife's sister. That's the only Isser. That if a man's wife dies, he's still Isser to his mother-in-law. Right? The only one, because the Torah says, so says the Gemara, This is a nafkamina between the two formulations. Al daita de Rechunya ben Akana. Rechunya ben Akana says, we compare, we say kimlei when it comes to Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are both Isurim. Ma Shabbos in la heter achar Isura. Av Yom Kippur in la heter achar Isura. So, according to Rechunya ben Akana's formulation, you'll say, kimlei applies to all Isurim that are permanent. Ve'elu, but these, by nida, or by Achos Isha, Hol V'Yishla and Heter Achar Isurim Mishalim. Maybe that reflects that they are less stringent Isurim, and therefore, by these other ones that are temporary, you would pay. You wouldn't say Kimlei, according to that formulation. Al-Dad Yashim Menasseh, but what did Yashim Menasseh say? His makar was all Krisus and Mises Bezdin. So that includes everything. Mashabas Yish Bakaris, Avyama Kipurim Yish Bakaris, so Ve'ilu Hol V'Yish Lehem Karis, Ena Mishalim. So then, there wouldn't be a difference between the two. Period. One more line. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi Amar Makas Vakaris Ma Amrin Ba Ilin Tanaya. What do these Tanam hold about Kares and Malkus? Find Kares and Mamon. You say Kimlei. What about Kares and Malkus? So Rabbi Yosa Tzricha L'Rabbanan Tzarechian. Tzarechian. We don't have an answer to that. We don't have an answer to that question. Okay. I guess we'll stop there. Kimlei is one of the biggest sugyas in Shas, right? To talk about. Maybe we'll touch on it a little bit beginning of year next time. We'll start with Rabbi Yonah, but again, Od Chazon LaMoed.